Hi, welcome to the Pod Aware podcast for special effects day 5. This is KLB.
And this is Heart the Owl.
And I'm K-Town.
And we're going to start by going around and just sharing our general thoughts about special effects and what made us want to do this podcast. So, Heard the Owl, can you start?
Sure. Hi, everybody. So, I think special effects are wonderful and a great way to add a little extra something to podfic. See, when we write a story, all you have is a written word, but with podficking, because it's audio, you can add special effects and it will give it a little bit of a extra flair. So, it just, to me, used sparingly and not all the time, but most of the time. And now I'm totally going off. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm sorry.
No, I really like what you said, actually, because it's so true. There's so much that happens in writing that you can't do in podfic. And it's kind of cool, those areas of things that you can do in podfic that you can't really replicate in writing. Because we run into it so much the other way, because it's normally something written for text and then recorded. And so there's always emoticons or italicized stuff or colors, and you have to figure out how you're going to translate that into the piece. And it's cool to have things that are like, there's no necessarily corollary for this in the text. There's no way that the text can do here what we're doing, and so it makes it a little bit special and different. So what are your general thoughts on why you wanted to do this, K-Town?
Honestly, I thought it sounded fun to talk about special effects with other people, because I've never talked to either of you before. This is the first time, so meet new people and see what they think, kind of, and talk about it together. And I probably do not have nearly as much experience as either of you, because I'm pretty new to podfic and fandom in general, but I have lots of feelings about special effects, and I listen to a lot of podfic.
I feel like I don't really have much experience either, but I think it's, as you're coming into it as someone who's relatively new to podfic, you said that, like, as soon as you entered fandom, you started with podfic, which is awesome. But what were your feelings about it when you first heard someone else using special effects?
I think that I usually like them, but I think that they have to be used maybe a little in moderation, unless it's a story that's particularly suited to special effects, maybe. But, actually, I feel like when I very first started listening to podfic, I had listened to a lot of audiobooks, which don't usually have special effects, and I found it, like, a little bit off-putting, but then they, like, really grew on me, and now when I'm, like, planning podfic, I often, like, really want to put them in, and now when I listen, I really enjoy them, too. So, yeah, it was a little bit like a transition as I got used to it more, but now I really like them, and I, like, want to experiment with them more.
So this is kind of like what KLB was saying earlier before we started recording. As a listener, sometimes we look at it differently as we do as a creator, because I know as a creator, I feel like it's another way for me to actually be creative, because otherwise, I mean, sure, you're reading and you're putting your own spin on the words, you know, you're acting them out in whatever way you do. We're all pretty much acting them out mostly. But then, like, with the ability to, even as you guys were saying, with music, even music is a kind of special effect. It depends on how you use it, but even just choosing what song to use, if you're going to use it as an intro, that's like creativity right there, because no one can tell you, like, to do that. And I know a lot of times you don't want to step on the author's toes, because, you know, you are pretty much like wrecking the crap out of their work by podficking it. It's because you loved it so much that you wanted to put the effort into doing it. But some authors are very like, please take it and do what you want. And so I'm considering, you know, when instead of saying he cleared his throat, you know, just taking out the words altogether, or, you know, the phone rang, if you don't really even have to use that. But the one epic that I'm doing right now, the author is like, take it, do it, whatever we want with it. And so I'm really considering adding a lot of special effects because, I don't know, another person on Twitter, I'm not going to mention him because he'll probably get embarrassed. He did like this epic, epically awesome, like radio drama. And it was like fandom, but it was more. It wasn't Podfic. It was amazing. Like, there was like, I don't know, 7-8 tracks with sound effects and background music. And it was just, it kind of blew me away. I thought it was so awesome. But, you know, so I was thinking maybe I could do that in a Podfic. And wouldn't that be cool if I could pull that off? And so, yeah.
That does make me think of something, though, which is, like, for me, the sore spot of special effects. And so I have this habit, whether we will call it a good habit or a bad habit, I have this habit that I read the meta about Podfic everywhere, and not just, like, within the Podfic community. So I am always searching on LiveJournal, Twitter, Tumblr. And so every time, for example, Podfic hits Fail Fandom Anon, I'm reading it. But the reason this is relevant is because it's given me this one particular sensitivity to this idea, which is people who think if it's more like a radio play, then it's a legitimate fan work, whereas if it's just, quote unquote, just somebody reading and performing with their voice, then it's like just reading. Anyone can do that. And so the idea that special effects or that multiple voices somehow make it more of a real or legitimate fan work is my definite sore spot when it comes to special effects. Because to me, Podfic is all about taking my feelings about the story, what I envision for it, and expressing it into fan work that I then share. Like, here is my experience. I want you, fandom, to get to hear my experience, you know, and understand my experience. So here it is. And sometimes my experience doesn't need special effects or doesn't need multiple voices in order to convey that. And in those times, I think that doesn't make it less of a fan work. When I talk about that stuff, it's not that I don't think I'm preaching to the choir with, like, you know, saying it like to you guys or to whoever listens, like, oh, Podfic is legitimate fan work, even without special effects. It's more that I just want to highlight that that's an attitude that's out there, and that that can sometimes be something that there's some sensitivity to when you start talking about special effects, because that attitude is out there. And, you know, when you start talking about how much better something is with special effects, there's part of me that always wants to kind of be like, but stuff without special effects is also great. Like, also really cool. So now I have said that.
And it is very true. So, yep.
With that said, do we want to go around and sort of talk about times we've tried special effects, why we did it, times it might not have worked, and what that was like, and why we think it didn't work? And then just, like, how it impacted, if we got any feedback or anything like that, how it impacted the experience for the listener, or how we felt like it affected, what we felt it was able to communicate that we would not have otherwise necessarily been able to communicate in our works.
So of the things I've released, probably the only things that have special effects in them are my X-Men First Class stories, which I feel like are very common because you have Charles who can read minds and you need to differentiate those lines, which is usually, I feel like, italics, right, in the stories, but you need it to sort of sound different when you're reading it. And so I've put effects on those. I tried to do more in my Pod Together story. It was a Dean Cass story in Purgatory, and I tried to, I wanted to give, like, the atmosphere of the location they were in with sort of, like, general sound in the background, because there were, like, descriptions of, like, winds blowing and things along those lines, and it did not work for me. Probably it could have worked to someone with more experience, but it, to be soft enough to be in the background, like those kinds of sounds didn't have enough like rhythm to them for me to pick out as like, say, music. You know, even if it's subtle in the background, you'll hear like the rhythm of it and know that it's music, but like sort of the kind of like randomy wind noises and stuff read to me in the background as being just white noise, like a poor quality recording, and I ended up taking them out. But you know, testing is how you learn, right? So yeah, right now I'm about to do a Dark Knight Rises story, and so I've been doing like, I haven't actually started the real recording yet, but I've been doing like test recordings with like random things that I've built to try to alter my voice like non-digitally, but like while I'm recording to do Bane voice. So I've got like weird leather things I've made to put over my mouth and
Nina.
Stuff like that. In this same story, I feel like I am really, in addition to the voice stuff, I think I'm probably going to put in more sort of like special effects that aren't for the voices, which I haven't done anything that I've released, because there's like some scenes where I feel like it could be really effective for like the mood of the story to incorporate more silence and have noises, I guess, because there's some sort of like, you know, tortury things where he can't see but he can hear stuff, and I feel like now that it's going to be an audio medium, I could probably get some of that atmosphere of it to make it creepier kind of with sound effects, so hopefully that will work.
The difference between the one that didn't end up working and the one that you're trying now is before you were trying to put the sound under the speaking, and this time you're trying to put the sound in silences between the speaking?
Yes, I might try to put more, I might have some that's behind as well, but I think the difference will be that they're more distinctive, like recognizable sounds, that I'm using in this one, like maybe like footsteps or something that people will recognize, where even if it starts to come in behind the audio, people know what footsteps sound like. I mean, not that people don't know what wind sounds like, but if it's too soft, it didn't, you couldn't read it as like wind anymore. It just sounded like humming noises, you know? But
can I ask you a couple follow-up questions like about the how-tos? Cause I don't know about the people listening, but like when I hear you talking about different stuff that's worked, I like instantly want to know how you did it. So talk more about the, what are you doing to alter your voice with like tools,
okay,
materials
well,
that are not digital?
I was like, I need to mimic the mask. So I tried like talking into some random cups, and that didn't work very well because they didn't have any air holes and I couldn't breathe. Insane. Or it would be like, it would sound okay, but then I'd like breathe too hard and it would break the seal of the cup against my face, and then my voice would change really dramatically. So the one that I think I'm going to use is like a paper cup with the bottom cut off, and then it's covered in a piece of leather that I punched holes in.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
that's really awesome.
But I'm still... But then I just, like, rewatched the movie yesterday with my friends, and there's definitely, like... I mean, not, I'm not actually trying to mimic his exact movie voice, but I kind of wanted to get, like, the mask effect. But there's definitely, like, some breathing that kind of sounds mechanical in addition to the just the way it changes speaking through something. So I'm still, like, working that bit out.
Oh my God. So I really hope someone comes to your house and finds your paper cup with the leather at the end and the holes punched in it.
That already happened. Okay. My sister came over and she was sort of like, what the hell is that thing? And I was like, it's my Bane voice alter.
That's awesome.
Just say it's for porn. Be like, this is for my porn. And then move on quickly.
Oh my goodness. That's really awesome though. See? And so that's another way you could be creative when you're using sound effects. I mean, it's not part of the recording, but you're like creating all of these different ways to alter your voice. And that's very crafty and really awesome.
Yeah. I've never had like a tool, like, you know, if it's like someone mumbles, I'll like, try takes where I cover my mouth, or like not mumbles, but like if someone's mouth is like pressed against something, I'll like, you know, try takes where I cover my mouth, which I usually don't end up using.
Me neither. hear. It sounds like crap. And I always try.
It sounds like too different from normal speaking. It's better to just sort of mumble, but without obstruction, even when like in the text there is an obstruction to me. But in my own recordings. But I've never tried making something, and that's really neat.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited because it's like something I can do while I'm recording and hear it at the same time versus like adding it later. But
I hope that becomes more of a thing and people end up like posting pictures of like the weird like devices that they've created for various.
I didn't think of that, but I'll totally take pictures now.
Yeah, definitely.
And I have another question, which is when you alter the sound for Xavier's voice, what are you doing to alter it?
I used Audacity. I record in GarageBand and do most of my editing there, but I do sound effects in Audacity because I don't know how to do them in GarageBand. I used like a really subtle like echo effect. But I like turned it way down so it's sort of just like slightly different and not like really super echoey.
Okay. I can speak to how to use GarageBand for it, by the way, because I just figured that out, but it's really weird and counterintuitive, but I know the answer.
Yeah, I was like, trying to look into it, and I was like, well, I've got Audacity on here, and it has this list of things I can do that are way easier for me to comprehend. And I usually do my noise removal in Audacity, too, but I should probably learn more about GarageBand.
So, okay.
That's pretty much me with special effects. Someone else should do now.
Heard the owl?
For me with special effects, there's only one that I really use them a lot, besides the one that I'm working on now that's probably going to take me like 3 years to finish, considering what I want to do with it. And that was one that I did for SBN in Space Challenge. And so, like, I added a bunch of space special effects, so I think it was a J-squared fic. It was called In a Brand New West. And so with that one, I had, like, music playing very low under this, like, the introduction to the fic, because the music was very spacey, I thought. And then I did an echo thing for, like, in space, and then I echoed that because that sounded like fun, and that was about it. And I added a little of special effects for, he was speaking through, like, an intercom system, so I think I used the equalization tool, equalizer. In Audacity, and I edited it to make it sound like it was coming through a speaker. That's usually what I use when I do special effects is I'll just mess with the curves in equalizer.
Yeah, I ended up doing that for something recently too. Yeah, it's nice because like I don't understand it always fully enough to really like know what I'm doing, but it's very visual, so I just like mess with the curve and then listen and then mess with the curve and listen and then it'll get towards like what I want.
Yeah, exactly. It's very fun because you can get almost any sound out of it. You can boost the bass and you can, you know, make it really high pitched, but it, you know, it keeps the same cadence and the same, you know, time. So.
And it doesn't usually sound unlike a voice, you know, it doesn't end up sounding super unnatural even when you are altering your voice with it.
Well, no. Usually I'm trying to make it sound like a computer voice or something, so...
Oh, okay.
So it does. Well, the last one that I used it on, that's what I was doing. I was recording, like, a computer. It was kind of like a Siri-type thing. It wasn't Siri, but it was, like, you know, from a fic. And the computer was, like, speaking back. And so for the special effects for the computer talking, and this is the one that's not going to be released for, like, I don't even know, 3 years probably. And this is also the one that the author gave me, like, full permission to do whatever the heck I wanted with. And it's really awesome because at least I'm, like, getting back and forth with the author. And that's so much fun.
Yeah.
And, but what I did was, like, I recorded it and then, like, they spell out phonetically the computer voice. So, like, I copy-pasted, like, every time it said K, so all the K's were exactly the same. And I don't know, that just seemed really cool to me. Well, I don't know if anyone will
really neat.
I don't know if anyone will hear it when it comes, you know, when I'm done with it, but
yeah. Well, we will now, and everyone who listens to this podcast is probably going to go listen to that just to hear that effect. So,
cause in like 3 years, when I finish it, yeah. So technical aspects, yeah, it's pretty much just that. Also, I just do the thing with the hand over the mouth, and then you know. I might change the position of the mic. Like if you're up
above the mic. Can I just say something? Have you ever had like a character who's supposed to be like in the middle of like making out with someone and like you like make out with your hand while you're reading the line? Please, someone other than me, tell me that they've done that.
I haven't done that either. Oh. But now I kind of want to try it and see how it changes the recording.
I've never actually used that take, but I've tried it like a bunch of times because like maybe this time, but no.
Keep trying. And then we can be like, I bet you she was making out with her hand.
Yeah. I believe there is no recording of mine where you can actually hear that because it never works. And yet I'm always like, this would be more authentic.
Yeah, maybe. One time.
I'm so sorry. Please go back to what you were saying about changing position from the mic. I just wanted to have an embarrassing public confession to the internet about that.
Excellent. It's always time for those. Especially on Twitter, so yeah. Well, yeah, no, it just said, like, if you are above the mic or if you're below, I don't know. So I'm, like, above my mic, and now I'm below the mic. Does it sound different?
Yeah.
It's, like, the same length apart, but it changes the, I think it changes, like, the, it makes it more bass or more treble depending on if you're above or below. Who knows? So, like, you could do stupid things like that. There's lots of things. Also, I usually put a sock over my mic, and also I have a pop screen because I hate that. It has nothing to do with special effects, though. So, let's see. I wish they made special effects for moaning, though, because I really hate that, and I seem to do that every time, and then I stop, and I'm like, oh my god, why am I doing this?
Moaning?
Yeah.
But you do great moaning, and we don't want to be deprived of your own personal moaning. See, that's an example of actually a time when I wouldn't want special effects. Like, for someone to, like, not perform something because they put in a special effect when, like, actually the performing it can convey so much more than, like, getting the sound from somewhere else. Mm. So, I like your moaning. Keep on keeping on.
It's so damn embarrassing, though, when you're on, like, the fourth take of trying to do. It's only when they write it out phonetically. Like, the moan, like, the phonetic, like, and then you have to try to emulate what is written. Because you want to get the feel, and then you're like, yeah, I'm not even going to try. Sorry. Never mind. Because then you're recording it like...
I have a harder time with.
6 or 7 times, and you're like, why did I do this? And then you use the first take anyway, but whatever.
Yeah.
KLB, will you tell us a little bit about how your process, about how you incorporate special effects?
Sure. Okay, so the first time that I tried using special effects was on my second ever podfic, Far Along This Road, and I wanted to, there was a scene where they dance, like two characters dance in a bar, cafe, I can't even remember anymore, anyway, and so I wanted to put the music under it, and I tried putting it quieter and quieter and doing it all sorts of ways, and it just never worked, and I was really attached, but in the end, I let it go. After having people listen to it and be like, no, you can't do that. That does not make it better. That makes it worse. And I let it go. And I was glad later that it wasn't there because it didn't work. And then after that, I didn't use special effects for quite some time. I never used music. I had a friend, Shining Artifact, who did a really cool, like, little bit of music in between scene breaks, whereas I just tend to do blank space. And one time she even cut for me music that I could use in scene breaks. And I listened to it and I was like, no, it doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense to me to have this here. And I didn't put it in. So the first time I think I finally used music was on this really long podfic I did Forever Now. And I just had this one song in my head, which was the instrumental version of a song by the band, because it's Bandem. And as I kept recording, I just sort of started to know that I had to put that song at the end. And so my first gentle little foray into special effects then was that I, right at the end, after it was over, faded out into this song. And that felt really, really good to me. But I feel like the difference was, I don't know, to me, at that point, it took me like 8 months to do this podfic, or 9 months. at that point, I had thought so much that the song was connected to the story for me that there was no way that I could release it without that song being included, which it seems different from the other two experiences. And then suddenly I've been finding that I've been using special effects on a ton of different stuff, always for different reasons, but always that same, like, I can't imagine it without this, so I have to find a way to make this work sort of thing. I did this feminist Ryan Gosling podfic, and I had this very strong feeling, like, when feminist Ryan Gosling speaks, it has to be, like, Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy from Saturday Night Live. So there has to be, like, because, you know, with Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy, there's, like, the music playing and, like, the waterfall picture in the background or whatever. And I was like, okay, I can't do the waterfall picture, but I need music playing in the background. And it needs to be, like, so clear what I'm doing that, like, you imagine the waterfall even though it's not there. And so I found this, like, weird, meditation music stuff and just put it under the dialogue every time. And it totally worked. And I think, again, the reason why was because I had such a I wasn't experimenting or playing. Like, I had such a specific idea in my mind of what I wanted that it was just trying to, like, match that. And then I did a podfic lit of The Good Wife, and it involved dialogue from the actual show. And I was listening back to the dialogue to figure out how I was going to do it. And I listened to the performance, and I was like, welp. There's no way that I'm going to ever get nearly as good emotion as the actress did in that scene. And I just ended up pulling the dialogue from the scene and having the actual dialogue from the show, like snippets from the show, interspersed with the narration of my reading. And again, I don't know. I just, that time, I guess I was more playing. By then I was felt like comfortable playing around, but I really liked the way that that worked. And when I've gotten feedback on that one, the main feedback has been like, really like the way that you use the actual dialogue from the show, because it was just so perfect. Like, how could I not? Most recently, the two most recent ones. One is I did this one, you were in the room for it, Heard the Owl, this texting fic, or that involved texting. And I felt like I needed to differentiate the texting in some ways. So I used incoming and outgoing text noises and put them in to signal them. And that seemed to work nicely. And then it was so funny when everyone was talking about it. They were like, oh, this is so great. It even has special effects. I'm like, I'm not sure the special effects are really like what makes that podfic work. But, you know, it did like to signal. It was just for clarity in that case. And it didn't really get in the way. And then I got really weird because in this long one I'm doing, Anatomy of a Fall, there's a part where the voice, it says, like, it didn't even sound human or something like that, or, like, it had trees in it. And normally I would always just try to express that with my own voice, but there was one line reading that got so, described it so extremely, like, not a normal voice that I actually went into GarageBand and figured out how to do the effects in GarageBand, and I will now tell you how to do that. Ready? Okay, so you make a new track, and... Okay. Like where it says no effects, you click on it, and then there's a thing on this, there's like a little menu, and you can select various effects. And so these are called instrument categories, I guess, on one side, and then when you click on them, it gives you possible effects. So I can go into vocals on this side, and then on the other side, there's options like no effects, ambient vocals, deeper vocals, epic diva, whatever. So a lot of these are not really good for anything because they're so extreme because they're meant for music. So it doesn't really work for voice. But if you click on one, and so let's say I click on pop vocals, and then that entire track is selected for this pop vocals thing. Then there's a tab over here that says edit. And if you go to the tab that says edit, it actually shows you all the different more like recognizable to us effects that it's using to create this thing called pop vocals. So it's got the visual EQ down there that you can actually click on and change the treble or the bass manually. It's got echo and reverb that you can select and turn up or down various amounts. It's got stuff called like bass reduction that I don't fully understand, but I at least understand it enough that I can turn it on and off. It's got something called flanger, which I, again, don't really know what that means fully, but I know that I can try turning it on and off and like see whether I like it better with it on or off. And so that's how I do it. I select an effect to apply to the track, then I go to edit, then I manipulate that effect with the more understandable to me options, and then I basically have an entire track that that effect is applied to. And that turned out to be really helpful for another podfic that I did very recently, which is probably the most effect-heavy podfic I've ever done. And I'm not sure it worked, but I was really committed to doing this podfic because it was Kurt and Blaine from Glee, and it was right after this episode, the breakup, where they broke up, and it's this beautiful story that's told through texts. And I could have gotten another person, but I just had such strong feelings about both sides. I didn't want someone else's interpretation plus mine. I really wanted my interpretation in mine. But unlike some people who do a really good job of distinguishing their voices, my voices weren't really distinct enough to fully tell who was who. So I ended up cutting it up. I took all the times that Kurt was talking into one track and all the times that Blaine was talking into a second track. And I put an effect on both tracks. And I just went into the visual EQ. And for Kurt, I put up the like high mid and trebles louder and down the bass and low mid. And for Blaine, I did opposite. Not that it sounds like way high or way deep. It doesn't. But what it does sound is like distinct. And at that point, it was like really easy to tell which was which. And I didn't have to go through like you would on Audacity and select each part and then apply the effect. I could just choose the effect I wanted for each voice and then drag the dialogue that corresponded to that voice into the track. And so it was actually so much faster and easier than I think it would have been in Audacity. And so that's when GarageBand effect suddenly like blew my mind. Anyway, to just quickly talk again about like not just the how-to, but the effect of doing this. In my last one, I've actually been very conflicted, probably because in Glee fandom, you don't really get feedback much. So I've not a single person has commented on whether they like it or not. And I ended up doing so much stuff with, I did text message noises, and then I did the altering the sound of the voices, and I ended up doing so much stuff that I almost feel like when I listen, I hear that rather than just hearing my performance, even though I'm still really happy with the performance that I did. And I don't know if that's an effect for other people too. So on the one hand, it's conveying information and I love that about it. And on the other hand, I kind of sit there and I'm always like, are people trying to figure out like what texting noise is going with what dialogue so much that they're not, that they're losing the story? And I don't know the answer to that. And I think that the reason why that one was a lot, like every other one I've used effects for, I'm very clear, like, yes, that worked. And I think the reason why that last one I'm on the fence is because it wasn't that I had a strong vision that involved effects. It was more that I listened to it and it wasn't clear. And I had to use effects to clarify, which is a much different approach, because then it's like about having to sort of compromise between putting in the effect to make it clear to people and trying to keep the focus on the stuff that's part of my real artistic vision, which is the performance of the lines, rather than my artistic vision from the start, including the effect, which it pretty much did in every other one. So
yeah,
that's my thoughts about that.
Okay, what are we going on to now?
So topic number 3 is podfics that we have heard with special effects and our thoughts on how those special effects added information or influenced our listening experience or just changed our mood. What those special effects did basically for us other than like sound cool, like how they changed us, our experience, our understanding of the fic or our emotional experience of the story. Or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I can go with that if that's all right.
Go for it.
Okay, well, I have a very bad memory, so most of these are going to be things that are fairly recent that I've listened to. The last one that I listened to was a Teen Wolf podfic called Murdiago, and I don't know how to pronounce that.
I've listened to that.
Murdiago or something, read by Anatsuno. And she did amazing things with music in that. Okay, I had read the fic before I listened to the podfic. And in the fic, the author had Derek listening to, like, all sorts of, like, pop music and stuff. And I couldn't really picture it in my mind. I was like, what? Yeah, you know, like, it worked because that was the Derek in the fic. But still, it was hard for me to actually hear it, like, when I was reading. But then when she actually incorporated it into the podfic, which she did so well, it was like, yes, that's exactly right. It totally makes sense then. It works so well for me. And so she used music when the author said that they were using music. And then she also used music in between certain key scenes that, I guess, for emotional impact, and it really, really added to the fic for me. It added to the podfic. Well, I had read the fic before, so the podfic made the fic more, which is more basically what I look for when I listen to podfic. I mean, I love to read, but then when I listen to the performance of it, it's just like, wow. It makes it more alive for me. I love to be, when people read to me, it's just great.
Yeah, more alive.
She also used text message notes, you know, for text messages, and
I liked. She used that the phone was on silent, and she used the buzzing noise.
Yeah, the vibration. Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to say. I love that, and that was just, it just added so much to the experience of the fic for me. I really, really liked it.
So subtle and fast, but it's for me. I always keep my phone on vibrate, so to me that means text message to me much more than the actual like. Ding, 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 text noise.
Yeah. It added a lot. And I just, as I said, when I read the fic, I couldn't picture it. But then she made it real for me, and it just was really good. Cool. And so let me just give you two others in different fandoms, because I don't really have many fandoms, but... the other one that I just listened to recently was an Avengers fanfic, and I believe it was a collaboration type thing where the author and the podficker worked together, and it was the Butterfingers GDI Stark Guide to Problem Solving, and it was read by Calicaria. And the story was mainly about Tony's robots making a baby, which was ridiculously adorable. But then she used the special effects to do Jarvis's voice, which really works for me when people do that. You can differentiate Jarvis's voice from, like, Tony's voice or whomever's by the way you say it, the way you pronounce it. But just adding that little bit of, I don't know, equalizer to it just makes it a little, I don't know, gives it a little special feel, and I really like that. And there was one other supernatural fan fiction that I listened to, not even that recently, but it really stuck with me. It was And Indeed There Will Be Time, read by Kem 80. And in the story, it was like Dean and Sam were taking a break, and Dean was being lured by some creature that lived in the ocean, and he kept losing time. And right in the middle of the fic, she, like, incorporated so gently the ocean noise, and it gave me chills. It's giving me chills right now remembering it. It just works so well for me. And so I really, really like that. I never actually thought of music as a special effect until you guys mentioned it, but it really is. And so when an author incorporates music into the podfic, it does something, and it gives it a whole different feel. And so, yep, those are my thoughts.
Okay, can I jump in on one of those? Because when you talked about incorporating the music, because like you can picture it or you can see that it there, but you can't hear it and you don't know how it sounds. That reminded me of this one podfic. It's Social Network RPF, and it's called, it's read by HM, and it's called Carry It in Someone's Heart, Your or My. Anyway, and there's this part where, it's one of those fics that has, and I forget the word for it right now, that has like images in between chapters. So it'll be like a chapter and then there will be an image and she would describe the image, which is sort of converting like picture to voice, which is, you know, that other way where something can be conveyed through like visually that you can't really convey into the podfic in the same way. You have to sort of just describe it and have people picture it. But then there was a part where one of the things in between was a mixtape that one of the characters made the other one. And it just had a list of the songs written there. And what she did was for every song, she would name the song and then fade into it and play about 20 to 30 seconds, maybe even less, like 15 to 20 seconds of it, and then fade it out and then into the next song and like name the song over it. So as she's reading out this track list, you're hearing this quick, like a 3-minute version of the entire mixtape. And it was so cool, and I love that mixtape now. Like, I downloaded the actual, like, songs for it. But I love that part of the story because you get the experience of everything that this character is trying to express with this mixtape without needing to spend an hour listening to it. And it's right in the middle of the podfic, and it's not something that you get from the text when you read that track list, but it's something that's, I don't know, just this really soothing and beautiful, like, little period of time where she takes your hand and walks you through the entire emotional experience of this mixtape before you move on with the story and hear about, you know, what comes next in these characters' relationships.
That sounds lovely.
It was lovely. Yeah, it does. It's really interesting. I'm always afraid to add music. I never, like, sometimes I love to add music and I really am happy and the music adds to it. But then other times I'm just like, I can't even think of what to add and I don't want to just add it for the sake of having it there. I do like the way that it sounds when you have music at the beginning and the end of the track. To me, it seems to, I don't know. I like it in my iPod, when I had an iPod, when it wasn't broken. It, like, gave me a finishing and a beginning feel to each podfic, and then I knew, like, the next one was going to start as long as, you know, the volume was equalized, or else I'd be, you know, waking up from a deep sleep, probably. But there's one podficker, Crinkly Solution, and she adds music, like, within the story, and she'll add the entire song, and every time she's done so, it's always felt so perfect to me. Like, it didn't seem like too much. I mean, there might be a whole 3-minute interlude between chapters just to have that song in there, but I don't know how she does it. It's amazing. It always works so well.
It's nice sometimes to be, like, forced to wait, because that's something else you can do in podfic that you can't really do in writing, you know, is be made to slow down. Like, no, you have to dwell on this, and you have to dwell on this with this song, and you don't have to, like, because you could skip through if you wanted, but, you know, if you're trusting me, the creator, then the journey I'm guiding you through right now involves you stopping and relaxing in this moment with this music that I've selected for you, and, you know, processing your feelings on this before we move on to the next part. And I think that's kind of really beautiful to have someone guide you through the experience in this way, in that way, when it's like, no, we're going to rest now and we're going to listen to this song now. And now we're going to come back and we're going to like have some more of the story.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly, that's beautiful.
I really love people who can put music between scenes. And there's one that's coming to mind, which is Drop Dead Gorgeous, actually the first podfic I ever listened to. And I loved it so much that I listened to it, probably I've listened to it at least 15 times even though it's like 14 hours long or something. But it has music between scenes, and it's not like a whole song. Like, she'll start, like, each chapter she'll have a song that's for that chapter, and then each time there's a break she'll play a little bit more of that song. So you end up hearing, like, throughout the chapter you hear different parts of the song. And I don't know, I feel like music holds feelings really well. And so, yeah, like, the way scents hold memories, music holds feelings really well. And so even if I didn't feel a particular way about a song to start with, once I hear this song interwoven into this story, the two become really connected to me, and they can hold my feelings more strongly than necessarily the song would have on its own, or than the reading necessarily would have on its own. They combine and just, like, intensify the feeling and make that song, like, always hold the feelings of that story for me. That said, I've never actually used sound effects for the spaces in between, because for some reason it's not something I can do, but I love it when people do it. I love it as a listener.
Yeah, I do too, but I've never done it either.
I've only done it a few times, but whatever. I did it in that one space fic because it was fun. It was like a spaceship noise. But that one was, when I use sound effects, it's mainly because I think it's fun. I don't know if it adds anything, but I do find that when I incorporate music, that it does. Now that song is, like, totally, it's tied to that fic for me now. And anytime I hear that song, that whole, the podfic comes back to me, the whole story. I can, like, the feeling of it. I hear it. Like, I feel it again when I hear the song. So, I have to be very careful when you put songs in. You can't just throw something in there. But sometimes authors are helpful and they might suggest a song to you. Only once, but yeah. Of course, then I made her help me record stuff for it too. So look out, authors.
Don't be too helpful to Herd the Owl, or you too will be roped into recording something for a podfic.
Oh yeah, forget it. If you come over to my house, I don't care if you've never recorded podfic, I'm gonna try to get you to do it.
Okay, so, K-Town, talk about some that you've heard, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know if you...
I'm horrible, and I didn't make a list, so I'm going to try to remember some things that I've listened to more recently, but I'm sure there are lots of things I'm forgetting. So, let's see. The other day, so this was not, like, a podfic that had special effects in general, but then there was just, like, at one point, and I thought that it really accented it really well, but I was listening to On the Wings of War by Leanna Bob. It's a supernatural fic, and it's very, like, you know, apocalypse-y, because it's supernatural, but, like, in sort of the climaxy battle part, there hadn't been any special effects unless I didn't notice them, but I pay pretty close attention, but there were, like, explosion kind of noises, and I thought that it really accented the battle part really well. And I was really happy. But one of you, and I can't remember which one now, mentioned Anatsu no Teen Wolf fic. But I was gonna say I liked her she did a Jism not fic called In Which Nat Brings Out the Sappy Steric in Me. And she mixed in sort of, like, typing noises for their conversation and stuff, and I thought that was really effective, and it sounded really neat, and I really liked it. I've listened to a number of things that have really successfully done, like, text messages and emails and things, and it's been a while, and I'm bad, and I just can't remember which ones they are.
I feel like with ones that have text message, email stuff, again, it's not so much emotion as, like, conveying information. Well, two things. One, it can convey information in just a really quick, effective way, which is nice. And another is that it can, it's like what Herd the Owl was saying about about one of them, that it almost makes it 3D, you know? It, like, it brings it to life. It adds another dimension to it, so... Sometimes you need it to convey the information of if this was just a text message, because you don't have the font or whatever. And sometimes it's just like, it's neat to hear the world sort of being alive around it, to hear the sounds that, that remind, to like connect it with your memories, right? Because when you get a text, you hear that sound. And then having the character get a text and hear that sound, it's like, oh, that's the world, you know, that's my world.
Yeah.
And that connection is really fun. It, there's one story that's coming to mind, and gosh, I'm going to have to Google it as I speak, but it was from the first pod together. And the thing about this that was cool was that she experimented and she ended up recording her own effects of herself doing things. So there was a part where the character pours a bowl of cereal, and she actually recorded herself pouring a bowl of cereal. And there was a part where the character shaves, and she actually recorded herself shaving her legs to get the shaving sound. And so she went through all of this bit by bit and recorded these little life sounds. And as she was reading, just put in those sounds. And it was so neat. It was so like intimate and homey to just hear like all the sounds of a morning routine happening in the background of her narrating this one character going about his morning. Oh, it's okay. Unwittingly Domestic. The author was Desert Neon, and the podficker was Greedy Dancer. And it's only 7 minutes and 12 seconds, but it just, it's about being super domestic and hearing all those little sounds and the naturalness that it wasn't like, you know, cartoony or like made for something, that it was just really a person in a person's house doing these little sounds just had such a cool effect to me. It made it feel, I'm trying to come up with words for what the effect was, but it just really made it feel connected. It really made it feel intimate and connected to life. And it felt like more of a peek into these characters' lives than even normal, because it's like showing, not telling, you know, you're not just being told that they're doing these things. You're getting to sort of experience the things. Those things in your imagination very clearly are happening because you hear the sounds of those things actually happening.
Yeah, Marina Jenkins did one like that, and it was, I think it was Benfic, like MCR or something.
And the guys were doing laundry, so she like recorded from her laundry room, and it was just so, it added just an extra dimension. Yeah, it just made it a little bit more relatable. Like, you didn't have to, no one had to tell you they were like doing laundry. It was like audible. The laundry was being done, and it just, yeah, it gave it another dimension of reality to it. Or it was really cool. I have no idea what it was called. It was really short too, and that's not my fandom still.
And obviously, like, we are connected with these characters that, oh, sorry, the cat is on me. We are connected with these characters that we're fanish about, and so there's something really special about getting a little peek into their world, even if it's still a made up world, but like, you know, getting to visit in a way that is a little bit more three-dimensional, like you said.
I think that's one of the things that like makes me want to put the sound effects in, like in those kinds of like, because that's kind of what I would like to do more with some of my upcoming stuff, are kind of like everyday kinds of noises that like give you that feeling of like being there with them. And mm-hmm. I think that's fun.
You remember back in the day of fandom, possibly you don't, and that's okay too, but you may or may not remember back in the day of fandom, there was this beautiful thing called songfic.
Yes.
I would like songfic recorded and the song parts from the songfic being put in the podfic. Because I think songfic should come back. And I think a good way for it to come back would be like as intended for podfic, or like working together with podfic. So now it's not just the lyrics, but it's hearing the song fade out, do the talking about it, hearing the song fade out, like, yeah, I would like that. I miss songfic.
Well, I've never heard of songfic because I'm really new to fandom, but you're talking about songs and singing and stuff reminded me that my friend Dr. Fumbles McStupid, she did a, okay, well, I'll be able to find this for a link, but I don't remember what the story is called right now, but it was a story where Loki was a Disney princess, and in the story they talk about how all the characters who come up to him burst into song in their Disney songs, and her brother recorded all the songs that they mentioned singing and like incorporated them into the podfic. So like these characters walk up and they like break into song and sing the Disney songs, and they sang the actual songs in the podfic, and it was really neat. It's a very
so
funny
she
story.
Sang it?
Yeah, her and her brother sang the songs, and then she cut them in with her like recorded dialogue that went with it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that automatically makes me squeal like crazy when the podfucker starts singing. I don't even care if
yeah,
they
I mean,
can
it's
sing
like
or not.
Got singing and they can sing, and so it's got singing and Loki and I feel like a unicorn and, you know, lots of things that are great.
To me, that actually comes back around to that I'm so glad that a lot of times people don't use special effects, because I would call that not using special effects, singing your own song and incorporating it in. And that's an instance where it's so cool to not use a special effect and to really have that direct connection between your voice and what you're conveying rather than putting in something outside. And it just connects me back to what's probably going to be my closing thought, which is like special effects can be super amazing, but when it's a choice between a special effect and not a special effect, I don't think the right choice is always to use special effects. Not because special effects are bad, but because sometimes there's an intimacy of conveying it through your voice or a creativity of finding a way to convey it through your voice that I also wouldn't want to get lost. As people become more confident experimenting with special effects, and that I don't want to discount the value of, because it can be so beautiful and valuable to hear someone use their voice to convey something really difficult, or to sing a song that comes up rather than putting it in, or to imitate the dialogue of a character in a TV show that was actually said rather than putting it in, or... Gosh, even I know some, I think Lutzla has before, like, sung her own songs to put, like, interstitial in between rather than finding clips. Or the ways that you're talking about changing your voice or moving around the mic, I don't want those to get lost as people become more comfortable with special effects, because I think there will always be room for both. And I think there will always be reason for both. And I think it's really just about what your artistic vision is and how you can best convey your artistic vision rather than leaning towards doing one always or doing the other always. And those are basically Yay. My closing thoughts. Let's go around and have closing thoughts from everyone else, and then I think we're ready to sign out.
Okay. I'm really bad at coming up with closing thoughts, and I probably agree with everything that you just said. But yeah, I mean, I think I would love to see people experiment more and see what works. And you know, it's like you can always try it, and if it doesn't work, you don't have to release it, but like what if it makes it better? Like just experiment, you know? Sometimes it's great. But I agree that I think that they're like great better. In their place, and that it's not like I don't think that like we necessarily need to be like moving to something where everything is full of special effects, because I still love regular single voice red podfic just as much as everything else. Like, I don't know. I'm not very good at thoughtful closings, but podfic's great and special effects can totally be awesome and people should try them.
Yay! That's about my thoughts too. So, yeah, just have fun. Do what you like. It might not work for everybody, but if it works for you, try it.
Sure, and it might not work for some listeners, but that's okay, because you're not making it for every listener for it to work for them perfectly, because that's an impossible goal. You're making it, if you make something that to you conveys what you want to convey better than without effects, then... that's good enough. And even if it makes it harder for some listeners, repodding is a thing. There will be another podfic of it that comes around probably. And, you know, although I do like it when people do a with effects, without effects version, just because it seems very considerate of them. I never listened to the without effects version, but no, I take it back. One time someone in Glee fandom did a podfic that was entirely like reading with like pretty loud music in the background, and I could hear the voice, but I couldn't really focus on what they were saying because of the music. And I asked them to if they could do a without effects one, and I liked the without effects one a lot more because I felt like their voice carried it more. So I take it back. I sometimes have chosen the without effects one, and I like that being a thing. That said, I have never offered a without effects version of anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, it seems very considerate. I usually listen, like, when they have, like, with or without music versions, I usually listen with, but I've never really, I probably will be too lazy to release my stuff in two versions.
But that's a very kind yeah. thing to do for those who do it. And
people are more
I appreciate
than
that.
I.
All right, well, thank you for listening. This has been... This our special effects podcast for PodAware, and hopefully some people listening will have thoughts and be inspired to go create podcasts of their own or create meta or make rec lists or, you know, just maybe leave a note in the comments and start a conversation about this. I'm really excited to hear what everyone else makes and what everyone else thinks. So this has been KLB.
And heard the owl
in K-Town.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.